He has embraced what a lot of people refer to as unorthodox economic policies. He believes that interest rates drive inflation and not the other way around. The country had to sell vast amount of foreign exchange reserves to keep the lira stabilized after it lost nearly 500% of its value. So the bad state of the economy, ironically, is Erdogan's own doing, as is the unified nature of the opposition. And that is why he's facing the most important race of his 20-year career in Turkey. Erdogan was previously blessed by a disparate groups of opposition, in which case the gap between opposition groups was mostly oftentimes wider than the gap between them and Erdogan. Opposition has unified since. It's now behind one candidate, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. They form sort of a rainbow coalition in the Turkish context, spanning the entire political spectrum from political Islamists to liberals and leftists and everything in between. And they are challenging Erdogan. Percent of Turkey's citizens cannot read languages other than Turkish. So if media aligned with Erdogan repeats the same message, that kind of becomes reality after a while. So the citizens have migrated from conventional media outlets controlled by Erdogan to social media. But a 2022 law that Erdogan passed through the parliament says that if the media platforms do not take content offline when the government requests them to do so, they can be shut down and their personnel in Turkey can be jailed. Turkey's relief agencies were slow in bringing aid. The earthquake probably stopped Erdogan's rise. He was picking up in Nepal, so he kind of plateaued, but it did not necessarily create a dent in his base.